Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your favorite Thursday show. It's the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. It's your boy, Greg DeMarc. Conspicuous by his absence tonight is the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz. Once in a while, life happens, and life is happening today. And thankfully, everything's okay with the Southwest Texan. He just has to tend to some family affairs, and he'll be back with us next Thursday. But we got an awesome show planned for you guys. Today we're pretty much going to talk about Horror Slam. Horror Slam's coming March 13th. Going to be a hell of a show. We're going to hear from the Horror Slam heavyweight champion, the undeniable Briar Wellington, the real live horror show. He's going to be with us live tonight. And we also, unfortunately for Day-Day, he's not here to, you know, really take in the glory that is the 24-carat lion, Jeremiah Goldmane. You know, everything the man touches turns to gold, so it's going to be a golden episode today. And we're happy to bring it to you. And Martez, good evening, sir. Thank you for all you do. And I'm just going to kind of get my shit in here, and I want to thank our friends from the Pro Wrestling Edge, Dan Brewer, Big Kaz, Nick, and Josh. And the boys, man, they're real loving, supportive brothers to us. Their podcast is awesome. Check it out. Check out Wrestling Rage on YouTube. And had a good talk with my good buddy, the real heel, Danny Beal. And always, man, shout out to the Flavor General, Josh Harper. My man's got some awesome-ass ice cream. So if you're ever at a show in the Midwest, you know, or in the Metro Detroit area, and you see the Wrestling Rage guys, go hit up Josh, man. He usually brings his cooler, and it's dude's got 40-some flavors now. I mean, check him out on Facebook. It's, you know, awesome stuff he delivers in the Port Huron area. And, man, this coming weekend, we have Metropolitan Professional Wrestling in muted myself there for a minute. But they're gonna be out there on Saturday. David Hart Smith is gonna be there, Davy Boy Smith Jr. And go check it out. We'll all the MPWA stars will be there. And also, this weekend, Pro Wrestling All-Stars has a show going. Another friend of the show, Atlas Hightower, is going to face in a hoss fight Rick Cartier, C-A-U-R-D-I-E-A. I think I spelled it right just for you, Rick. And I'll tell you, this is a shoot. I'm driving. I'm definitely not looking at it in print. I know everybody always spells the guy's name wrong. Hopefully I got it right. I've been working on it, Rick. And he's going to be led to the ring by the 24-carat lion, Jeremiah Goldmane. We're going to have to ask him about that when we get him on later on. And so Atlas Hightower versus Rick Cartier. If Atlas Hightower can defeat Rick Cartier in the Hoss fight, he will get 5 minutes in the ring with that rat bastard, Steven Rivera. And Rivera is going to have to FIO, and I'm sure he's trying to FIO right now how to avoid 5 minutes in the ring one-on-one with Atlas Hightower, because this man has an ass-whooping to pay, and it definitely has Rivera's name on it. He's been a thorn in Atlas's side for at least 6-8 months, and we're hoping that, you know, even though it's hard for me to go against a Goldmane guy, I can't wait for an opportunity to, you know, see Rivera get his comeuppance or a good old-fashioned passionate ass-whooping from my man Atlas Hightower. He's going to run this ring. So, yeah, it's going to be another exciting weekend in professional wrestling in, you know, Metro Detroit. We had a quiet weekend here last weekend. And just got me to thinking, speaking of wanting somebody to get theirs, you hippie bastard, the guru. I'm talking to you, guru, you hippie bastard. He insulted me. He insulted Dan Brewer. The guy, he's smoking that hippie ragweed. It's got his head whacked. The guy is, I mean, talking crazy shit anymore. But Atlas Hightower is going to be coming for Drag King's title sooner or later. And it was a topic of conversation today. And, yeah, the guru's getting a bit big for his britches. For a minute there, I was like, maybe I'm unfair to the hippie. But, yeah, the hippie, he's something anymore. He's not such a nice guy anymore. He's not a very nice guru. And I don't know. They, you know, those hippies, they're eating all kinds of peyote cactus bullshit and taking all this crazy-ass acid and mescaline and shit. I don't know what's got that hippie's mind warped, but that hippie has a warped mind. And hopefully here very soon to see somebody hashtag beat up the guru. And there's definitely going to be at least one opportunity this weekend. Drag King is offering the Slay the Day Challenge. And somebody is going to come out and challenge for the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Heavyweight Championship. And that's going to be at Victory Gym, by the way, Friday night. It's like $10. Again, I'm not reading off the flyer like I normally would be, but I believe it's $10 for adults, and it's $5 for children. I believe 10 and under, as the guy who takes your money would say, you'll have to FIO on that. You can catch them on Facebook at Pro Wrestling All-Stars of Detroit. So, yeah, we are. If anybody wants to give us a call before our first guest comes, we're actually, our first scheduled guest today is going to be Briar Wellington. We hope to hear from him here very shortly. But, yeah, it's, sorry, I'm not very good at this. The number is 646-668-8672. That's the phone number if you want to call in. We, another exciting, week in wrestling on the mainstream. It's we got a new WWE champion again. We had a new champion here in The Miz, and then Bobby Lashley wins the championship from The Miz Monday on Raw. To me, I'm gonna give my 2 cents. So much waste here. I mean, I would have rather seen, I mean, if it's about 5 minutes of fame, The Miz didn't need it. He had it. He had a good little run. I believe The Miz deserves another run. I think it, McIntyre and Miz could have been built up and could have really made for some good shit. But for, I mean, why even have Miz take the briefcase off of Otis? I mean, let Otis get his little, you know, let him get his cash in. It'll generate some buzz. And then let somebody beat him, either a transitional champion situation, like transitioning the belt to Lashley, or, you know, whoever, or back to the champion, whatever the case may be. But I think, I mean, to move it to the Miz, I just don't see it. It's just, again, to me, as a fan, it insults fans, and they're like, this is why we're stopping watching this shit, you know? And AEW has a hot pay-per-view here coming up. They, I'm sure if you're in the wrestling loop, you heard about it. Table, I didn't see it. Everything I'm hearing, it's been acclaimed well. So, I mean, and I see it getting a positive reaction. So, yeah, we, then we just had, John Moxley and Kenta finally butt heads for the IWGP United States Championship. And I kept my New Japan World for this event, and I missed it. And then I seen what happened. And so, and then I watched some highlights, and I seen everything I wanted to see with the Moxley Kenta match. And so I didn't watch the event, but watching the highlights from the other matches, like, I mean, I don't want to call the guys jobbers, but I didn't know none of these fucking guys. So, I mean, the New Japan, it was just underwhelming to me, I guess, to say. These guys have really been hampered by injury lately. They got a lot of guys out, and, you know, I understand it's next man up. But, man, I just don't understand having really, you know, four guys that your general audience. Well, I guess I'm not the general audience. I kind of keep track of it. And when Wrestle Kingdom comes around, intrigued by the G1, the New Japan Cup is coming up here in the very near future. And, you know, when the G1 Climax happens, I'm definitely, because I'm always excited for Wrestle Kingdom because it never disappoints. So right around that time, and I usually, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Greg. I was going to jump in to add to that. You know, I want to, sorry to cut you off, but I've never experienced Wrestle Kingdom. I heard it's pretty good. I want to definitely watch it this year. Because there's
bro,
so much fuck
remind
about it.
Me, dude. I'll text you my username and password, bro.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
you can look. It's like
up,
the network. It's
I'll definitely
it's like 1,000 yen. It breaks
it.
Down. Oh yeah, for sure. I'm rarely on it, but yeah, I'll definitely let you get that. Let you get that username and password. You can check out the, and not just like if you look back at like some of the ones that were the first one I watched was the one right before WWE pillaged the Good Brothers and Nakamura and AJ Styles all in one fail swoop. That Wrestle Kingdom was fire. Nakamura and AJ Styles was the co-main event, and it was actually Okada and Tanahashi, and that, you know, they had history and they did a good job of someone who had wasn't familiar with the product. I understood, but which that's another thing. Wrestle Kingdom always has the English commentary. That's New Year's Dash too. And yeah, the last 2 years, and now mind you, this is pre-COVID. Last year's January 4th Wrestle Kingdom show was pre-COVID, and it was two nights. It was you know, like couldn't be contained to one night, and they did a good job of the double main event to crown a double champion. And also, which is some breaking news this week, so for a year now, they unified kind of the IWGP Intercontinental Championship and the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And so, but the champion has been dragging around two belts for over a year, I guess. They're going to retire both straps, and a new title is going to be made. So look forward to your boy showing up at your work spot with the WGP belt.
Hey,
I got to come
ready
see you again, man.
Hey, do it. We're going to be wrapping up in a couple weeks, so yeah.
Atlas and Jamie were up there skating, and I know you had to have been there. I was going to tag you in their picture.
You know what's so
weird
about
that?
What's so weird about that? I don't know what day they went, but sometimes I open up a little later, so maybe I missed them, but I did see their picture on Facebook. I think I missed them.
You know the picture I'm talking about? Okay. I would think that you would have recognized Atlas Hightower at first. He's, man, that's a big dude, man. He's actually a real big dude.
Oh, yeah. I recognize both of them, even though I've never really had a conversation with them. It's crazy you can have these Facebook friends and you never really have conversations with them.
Three of my best friends in the world, Landis in Texas, Andrew Lawler is in he's in Alabama, and my friend James that lives in Tallahassee, Florida. I will probably never meet those three people face-to-face, and they're truly three of my dearest friends.
Wow.
And shout-out to my
That's
shit
crazy.
Posters, like John Thorpe and Patrick Griffin, who is in Facebook jail again. He's literally a lifer. He's
oh, my goodness. I swear that guy does stuff. Hey, Greg, I'm going to check the phone lines. We have a phone call. I'm going to check it to you this evening. I'm going to step off, all right?
It might be an undeniable phone call.
It very well could be. Let's just go for it. Instead of me screening the call, I'll just bring this person on and we'll see who it is, all right?
Is it a 734?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Let's do it. Feel
all
lucky.
Right. He's on the line. Okay.
You are
hey,
live.
Hey, Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
ladies
on,
and
man?
Gentlemen, it is indeed the Real Live Horror Show, the undeniable, undisputed Horror Slam heavyweight champion of the world, Richie Boy, Briar Wellington.
That was a cool introduction. Thank you, Buzz. Yeah, it was
cool.
Was
that fitting
like
for King?
Yeah, that's really fitting, man. That's great. Listening to you talk about the New Japan and all the news and wrestling earlier. But I'm pretty excited, man. We got this show coming up, man. Horror Slam's back up, man. It's a doubleheader. I know you're excited, Greg.
I'm so excited. Especially, I don't know what I'm more. I'm really excited for you and Tommy Vendetta.
Yeah, it's like, like, not a lot of kids come around like him, you know what I mean? He's one of them special breeds, man. Like, he's got all the tools and the talent, and I think the indie fans are lucky to have him for a minute, you know, on this Michigan scene, because this kid's going to blow up, you know? Like, this COVID thing, you know, killed a lot of people's, like, momentum to push forward in wrestling, I think, you know? And it slowed that, but this kid really never stopped working. You know, along with myself and a lot of these other Michigan guys. So I'm telling you, this kid's special. You know, he's the Death Threat Army member. Like I said before, like AEW, WWE, NXT, this kid's going to be there, you know. So, I mean, I'd come check him out. And
I'm going to throw this out there.
DTA
is more active than The Threat in 2021, I'm just saying.
Yeah. The threat was pretty much inactive as far as, like, the complete team, because Nate Mattson, his wife, has asthma, so this thing really hit him hard, so he couldn't do it. And then, like, the newer members, well, Rivera kind of, you know, keeps it alive, too, here and there, but
Rivera's murdering
army.
Rivera's fucking it off, Briar. You're letting him fuck it off.
No, it'll be back soon, you know, just, a lot of times we just do kind of like more of a, like a one-off for that, you know, make it special and like bring Truth back, and Nate's there, and Zach Main, like, he's another one. This COVID thing kind of ruined a lot of his momentum. You know, this kid,
I don't know
matches,
if this was
like,
ever mentioned on the show.
Bobble
AJ him. Styles is a member of the Threat. It's damn true.
Yeah, it's on record that Briar Wellington has a win over AJ Styles.
That's right.
Not to toot my own horn, but he's just another world champion.
No, toot that motherfucker. Lay on that motherfucking horn. You should. You are
along
the slam heavyweight champion. Humble yourself. That's for the rookies. They you don't have to humble yourself today. This is your time.
But this is gonna be a good year for me, you know, and my career is not necessarily winding down. It's kind of weird. It took a turn for more of like being more active, actually, because the stresses of running a show. A lot of times when you're running a show, it's kind of hard to have as much fun. But you know, there's nothing like being in the ring, you know, and having a match with somebody, and especially somebody with, you know, who's good and talented. And there's something to make of that, you know. It's like being able to paint with a new young artist, you know what I mean? That's a good example, you know, and do a pretty good picture, man, for these people out here.
I've never seen a sloppy Tommy Vendetta painting. I never.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that's
very
shouting,
excited
man.
About that.
Yeah, I guarantee you, yeah, Dave Meltzer seen this match, yeah, he'll give it 5 stars.
Meltzer, you're not welcome.
So,
if you're listening, you're not welcome.
Even though Breyer's not a fan, but obviously I'm not a fan of Meltzer. He's kind of hilarious.
Yeah,
but
we don't need your fucking stars, Meltzer. Keep them, you prick.
Yeah, it's like he took the heat that Cornette had, man. It's like now it's like he's on him. he backed himself in the corner. This show, March 13th, you know, next Saturday, man, I'm telling you, it's not just my match with Tommy Vendetta, like you were getting ready to say. It's like there's a lot of good matches on the card, you know. We got MM3 and the number one contenders match with another hot up-and-comer, old-school Rick Cartier. And I'm telling you, this kid is, like, shooting to the top. Like, I'm telling you, he's got something different he adds to the indie scene, you know. He doesn't fit the cookie-cutter mold of that indie wrestler. He's a throwback, and he's something special too, and we're gonna be having a match soon, soon enough.
I believe that's Caurdia, Cordier. I believe.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
I'm still not looking at it in text yet. He hates it because everybody spells his damn name wrong. So.
But yeah,
and then we
are
also Atticus Cougar is gonna be there.
Atticus Cougar.
Cougar, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, but no, he's
fuck him, 440 guys, anyway. Fuck
yeah,
Ohio.
You know, he's a 440 Ohio guy, and he's a GCW wrestler. And I'm telling you, he's shooting to the top, man. Like, he's one of the top indie guys out there on the scene. So it's going to be something cool, you know, to have him on board. Along, I believe his brother's making his debut, too. Otis Cougar, Atticus has actually been with us, so it's not really his debut. So
it's definitely not Atticus's debut, and he never disappoints, man. Even though fuck Ohio and fuck them 440 guys.
No hate on him at all. It's weird because he kind of fits the epitome and the mold of the whole idea of what Horseman is. You know, it's like kind of cool. Because there's a lot of active wrestlers who play a horror gimmick, you know, or a dark. And, you know, like I was saying before, you know, it's definitely, you know, he's definitely one of those cast of characters that we looked at and we're like, oh, man, like, those are some guys we want to book. Like,
I got to say this, man, as far as booking, right, and I frequent most promotions in the area. I can literally say with confidence, and you can call me on it, that I frequent many of these promotions, and I see everything that's going on. I see the cards, right? This is no knock on nobody, but most of the cards have, I mean, and it's not always the same group of guys, but basically guys within, you know, 50 to 100 miles of here, and maybe a guy from out of town, outside the Midwest, for a solid 2, maybe close to 3 years. Horror Slam has consistently brought guys in, many, like, it's like where the, like, the way I'm saying most shows are, it's like 90 to 98%, we'll call them local guys, even though, you know,
yeah,
some of them are from Toledo and some of them are even as far as Cleveland, but Horror Slam's grabbing motherfuckers from New Jersey, from fucking Denver, from down south, from,
yeah,
you know, and more than one. They're not just bringing in one. They're having cards consisting of these, and they are new faces in a way too, but you're not bringing in, you know, young boys. You're not bringing in,
yeah,
guys out of schools from out of town. You're bringing in legit fucking talent from out of town. And if you notice, and this is a compliment to you, and I'm not going to even ask you to speak on it because I'm really not trying to start shit, but a lot of guys that you've brought, I've started to see other places too, which is good, man. That's what I want for everybody. And it's cool,
yeah,
that, you know, these Horror Slam is, it's reaching,
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, the original idea then. The original idea of that, though, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's like the original idea of that whole thing is to raise the bar of the talent itself. And then I already had the trust in most of my young talent that was on the show that they could hold their own with even the best guys in the world, you know. And that's the only way to make you a better talent and to rise up as far as, like, you know, like, I don't know if you want to say clout points in wrestling, but a lot of times that it helps build that other connection, you know, to other places. So, you know, because a lot of guys tend to stand still, and it's not their fault. You know, sometimes I tend to get a little hard on guys because I've never looked at professional wrestling like it's only a local thing or a hobby or whatever. It was always like, you know, the goal is to get a contract, you know, with WWE or get a contract with somewhere and make, you know, a full-time living with it. And a lot of guys don't see it that way. They maybe think it's too hard. But a lot, as a trainer, you see things in other talents. And when you bring guys that are good to the table, and it kind of brings out the talent that you already knew they had, kind of brings it out on a different level, you know. And it's hard to do that, like, when you're wrestling the same buddy every show, you know what I mean? It's cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And
you build a,
and that's,
you build
really where I'm trying to give you the compliment.
But
that
at the same
we
time,
have the same,
we won't get any better.
We have the same, like, you know, let's say 20 top guys. There's only, you know, I mean, you start seeing the same matchups over and, you know,
yeah,
in different places, which is okay because our talent,
yeah,
is great, and the guys, they're not having the same match. But, you know, bringing in this, these other faces that you don't ever see, which I,
yeah,
I could go on there and count, but besides Otis and,
you know, like most,
see,
of that,
too, Justin,
like,
Riley Rose. Well,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I guess not so much him, cause, but, you know, Atticus and, Zach Thomas,
well,
they,
Oh yeah. Like, you know, like it's the same thing. Like when we brought in Schlack, like the whole idea is that Schlack's such a cool attraction. You know what I mean? It's like being able to book like Nirvana on your tour or something. So it's just, he's something different and special that you ain't going to see him every day at a show. You know what I mean? And it really, it puts things out of the box too. That's another thing. And then, like, you know, if you want to go the direction of having a local talent wrestle a guy like a Josh Alexander, or bringing in a Tony Deppen and having them compete on the same
bring
level.
That up.
Yeah, and it's
Tony,
it's gonna level them
you
up.
You seen the Tony Deppen MM3 match, right? From Horror Slam?
Yeah,
I know you're always busy at the shows. I don't know you,
but that,
oh,
literally, like, I probably watched that match like probably ten times. I loved every second of it. That was my
fucking
favorite
love that
match,
bro.
That was probably my favorite MM3 match. Like, it just,
dude,
showed
emotion. One of my favorite MM3 matches, he actually That one is one of my favorites for sure. I think it was G-Raver at Rockies. That one was dope. Or no, Mancer.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But MM3 and DBA fans bring the weapons actually at Hot Rocks. The Cage of Extreme was cool because it was hyped up. But that fans bring the weapons was crazy. And then those and his match with Jeff King. The emotion for me as a fan invested in that story was even more than it was seeing him fight his dad that he, set up this for a year with Cohen to this blow off. The emotion was higher than that for Jeff King and MM3 to me. And the match fucking delivered, boy. I have my MM3 shirt, the one with the Midwest Championship on it, is completely blood spatter stained with Jeff King's blood, and it's a red shirt. It's dope.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the thing, man. I love about that was my favorite. One of my favorite matches too was him and Jeff King because it was my first time I had you know what I mean. It was just, it was somebody booked in. It was just such a success at the end of it, It all made sense, Jeff King had such a great year. That's another one, too. It was he'll be back soon, He just got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, he'll be back.
But he had such an amazing, year going into 2020. And then all that crap happened. It was man, dude, But he'll be, things are going to be back to normal. It's this is just the start, The shows are really starting to come off a lot more.
What was a good step in the right direction, man, was, and not just for Horror Slam, but everybody, these extra tickets, dude, that the governor just released.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's going to make everything all worth it, There's nothing like wrestling in front of a crowd, man. I've said it before. It's just you can't take that away from pro wrestling, or it's might as well be
you're
like
starting
watching.
To see local promotions now doing studio tapings.
Yeah.
Small
indies
Flophouse and RPW are doing closed tapings. I'm like, wow.
I don't know, man. In my opinion, I know this counts. This has to count for something, is that me and Rachel can sit down and watch a DVD of Horror Slam, and we can almost name everybody in the crowd. There's almost investment in these fans personally. There are kind of that family on the weekend that, and it's something we all share together because a lot of these shows came together not just because of the wrestlers, but because of the fans. So it was it made that all the more special, and it's going to be back. It's the vibe right now is how bad these fans can't wait to come back, It's they're just the
wrestlers. I feel wrestling fans, we're a small percentage of everyone, and we're a different type of people, a different genre of people. We're I'm a weird, anxious guy. I don't like strangers or large groups of people. But like you said, man, and keeping coming, you get to know all these people. And I don't really know of many dick fans that I avoid. Most people are friendly. They know you. You know them. And like you said, it is it's like a family, that.
Yeah, you can't really take that out of the equation, especially the local indies. Is that's one thing that's important. And a lot of times, I love the fact that, with Horror Slam, you could just see we would build, connections with people from other states. It was pretty neat, And you made friends with people from Ohio, and you made friends with people from this state, So that was pretty cool, it was
Shut Up,
like
Neil is not as fun on the internet. It's not as fun to type it as it is to yell it at him. That's Miss Lydia's fucked up knee.
Yeah, he's got all this time to save his voice, though. He'll be back.
Yeah, man, can you imagine poor Neil? Dude, he hasn't even been on Facebook much lately. He's been taking care of his mom. She's got a fucked up knee. But man, dude, I miss Neil,
he's
man.
Got,
fuck.
Don't worry. Hey, Neil's got Patreon, so he'll be fine. He's got the Patreon and the Pornhub. He'll be fine.
You know?
Yeah.
He's man, no. I love Neil, and I love Miss Lily. I hope she,
yeah,
me too. Prayers go out to her.
Definitely, man. Love both of them. They're definitely a part of the, our wrestling family for sure. You know, seeing them every weekend. Smoking cigarettes.
Me and Day Day are part of the Horace Lamb family. We're again been afforded to, and I thank you, man. This guy, he like Sunday, I sat under the undeniable learning tree for 6-7 hours, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll be at Horace Lamb and you know, from step one helping, you know, helping out. Briar's really trying to
We're going to get
teach
this thing going
strong.
Teach
me the right things that I need to know. Teach me what I need to know. And, you know.
Yeah.
Then,
I
appreciate the opportunities.
Yeah, it's like.
We'll
it's
have a table
like,
set up.
Hell yeah.
So, hey, I'm going to. I haven't even told you about this yet, boss. Well, I'll break some news here. Coming soon, very soon, within a week or two, the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, Trading Card Baby. I think we're gonna use that picture of me and Day Day in front of the Horace Lamb banner, holding your belts. I know you know the picture. You took it. You took that picture.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite ones. That's gonna be the front of the card. We're gonna get the Open Talk logo on it and a little bio. So. Yeah, you come to Horace Lamb, check us out. If I don't have them by Saturday, April 16th is the next show. And big names coming in for that, too. We're going to have a lot more hype on that. And actually, we plan to have more on Horace Lamb next week, as we'll be, you know, 2 days before the show.
Yeah, I can say that on here real quick if I can. Let me get it in there. That April 16th show, man, I finally got him, man. It took me, he's back, John Wayne Murdoch. He hasn't been back since his match with Jeff King, and I'm telling you, IWTV Wrestler of the Year and more, you know what I mean? This guy's King of the Death Match. He's something, man. The Duke, John Wayne Murdoch, man, from No Holds Barred's coming in, and it's going to be something cool, man.
It's going to be so cool. They, yeah, stay tuned. You can follow Rachel Green or Horror Slam on Facebook. And they're always, really good about providing constant updates, match updates, match announcements. You know, always a good time. Check it out. Get a hold of Rachel Green for your tickets. There's actually two shows. But if you're like me, you want to go to both shows, get a hold of Rachel. She'll give you a deal on both shows. Tell them the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast sent you. And so when she gives you a deal, she can come yell at me for giving you a deal. If she had to give you a deal because you used my name. But I'll take that heat for any of our listeners. Call Rachel, buy some fucking tickets. I'll take the heat.
Hell yeah. Thank you again for the plug, man. I appreciate you for having me on, man.
Man, thank you for being on. Thank you for being my friend, man. And I look forward to seeing you real soon and seeing you next Saturday.
Definitely, brother. Don't forget this weekend either, man. I got a whole slew of shows coming up. Some other indie shows in Michigan. So I think Pro Wrestling All-Stars.
Pro Wrestling All-Stars is Friday night at Victory Gym. And then Saturday is Metro Pro, right? That's at the RK Arena in Southgate, right?
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. What's the Sunday show? Because I started
Great
the show
Lakes.
On the road.
I think it's Great Lakes Wrestling Alliance.
Oh, yeah. At Grizzlies, bro.
At Grizzlies.
I was,
so you got three
I
nights.
Thought, yeah,
man,
that was crazy. A former home of Detroit-style wrestling.
You know, come show some love, man, to these young guys trying to put in some work, man. They're just trying to get their reps, you know, and get better. A lot of them are House of Truth students, you know, and Skull and Crossbones students over there in Toledo. Skull and Bones.
Trey Miguel.
Pardon me.
Trey Miguel School.
Yeah,
so,
Trey Miguel.
Speaking
and
of
Justin
that, did you see Sammy Callahan went to
very cool.
Trey Miguel
Sam
School
Beal.
And
yeah.
grabbed Sam
Beal?
Beal. Oh, my God.
Kenny Urban. Yep. Kenny Urban,
Sam
man.
Sam Beal and Kenny Urban, which I'm pretty sure Kenny Urban is definitely going to be at Horror Slam on next Saturday. Kenny Urban, I believe, is also going to be at PWAS Friday night.
Definitely, man. Yeah, Kenny Urban, he's on Horror Slam on both shows, I believe. Yeah, and the kid, he's a good up-and-comer, dude, I'm telling you. He was on JCW already. He's done Impact.
He's one of the few guys love a good heel, but I can't cheer this guy. Fuck that guy. He's that guy. Same with Chinstrap Jesus. He's just, you know.
No, that's another talented kid, man. Chinstrap Jesus, man.
He is definitely a talented kid. And
over the summer, I feel like he proved himself, and he really raised his bar. And same with Jeremiah Gomain. You know, there's another one. You know, both them guys, like, just they put in the work, they put in the time and the investment in themselves. And they still got a lot to learn, but I'm telling you, those two guys, they're going to do something in the rest of the business. As long as,
you
know what I mean?
Could you see Kenny Urban as a face?
Oh, yeah.
Could you? I couldn't. I couldn't see Kenny Urban as a good guy.
Kenny Urban, what a handsome fella, huh? Yeah.
But could you see him as a good guy?
Commercials, man. Yeah, I could actually, but at the same time, I always picture him as the leader of the Revenge of the Nerds clique, like they would beat the nerds up. He's just got that look. Maybe he's got that look. He's like Delta Phi or whatever.
That's great.
Get that fat boy look, you know. Like, he could be from Florida, I swear to God. He looks like someone you'd see like, you know what I mean, like St. Petersburg.
Great. He's definitely a good talent. I'm always so happy to see anybody that I have seen grinding locally, you know what I mean? Whether it be Impact, Ring of Honor, and anytime, dude, it makes my heart so happy, dude, because I just love wrestling. I see the hard work, and I appreciate it, I guess, is what I mean.
And you know, the wildest thing is the scene, a lot of people don't realize that it's like almost like barely breathing, you know what I mean, because of all this stuff. So it's like the more that the guys come together on it, I think the more that this thing works. You know, it's like it's going to come down to having the etiquette and the respect for the business, you know. And if you're passionate about wrestling, you know, because there's not a lot of, like, a lot of these shows, they're like half the people are allowed to be there, you know? So it's like, that's like, we're only getting half of what we had before. So it's almost like, man, you know, like, now it's like, we really got to appreciate that we got pro wrestling and we got indie wrestling right now. Cause it's like, basically was almost taken away from us. And for a few months it was not allowed. So it's like, that's wild in the history of indie wrestling. It's never been not allowed, you know, and for 2 months or whatever it wasn't allowed.
We were fortunate. We had an outlaw wrestling lover that wasn't gonna let us completely go without. And these shows were popping up all summer, all over the fucking place.
Yeah, I know. I was talking shit a little now, wild.
But when it was the only fucking show in town, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a wild time. You know, a lot of anxieties and, you know, for someone that works, we worked so hard for that. The Horror Slam GCW pay-per-view was like, stayed up so many nights and stressed each other out. And it was something.
That's
heartbreaking.
And I think a lot of things, like, even not even wrestling, but on, you know, restaurants and shit, like Horror Slam, here we are a year later and Horror Slam is not recovered from losing that. You bring that up. I mean, there was a huge GCW show and, you know, GCW Horror Slam, you know, two night thing, and it's canceled. And now they're, that venue, which everybody loved to go to wrestling at, isn't available for wrestling because of COVID, and the GCW thing is, you know, GCW's had to change direction and do what they had to do to survive the fucking pandemic. Yeah. You know what I mean? And Horror Slam literally survived the pandemic. Definitely didn't thrive through it.
But here's kind of good news, you know, and a little hope, and it's wild, man. is the show, the Horace Lambverse GCW show, it actually will happen though. And it was weird.
I believe
because,
it will.
Yeah, I'd almost given up hope, and then we actually got word from Brett Lauderdale, and he's still excited to come back to Detroit, and he's bringing his GCW, you know, probably the night before, and it will happen in the summer of 2021, which is kind of exciting. It kind of pumps a little life back into this scene, and we're going to, you know.
You just dropped some news there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of news. Yeah, it's like we kind of went back and forth, you know, and we're like, you know, because at first, you know, I literally almost laid down and just wanted to die over that one. And we're like, it's, you know, and then it was like we knew we were going to get rescheduled, but it was a matter of being patient. You know, it's you know, I don't want to drop too much, but yeah. I can only say that 2021 it's going to get a little hot.
Rachel will fucking kill you. Rachel's probably wants to kill you right now. You already said too much.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say too much, but yes, it's like it's definitely going to happen. It's going to be rescheduled in the summer, so it's pretty much 100%. So.
That's fucking great because I say
over
I know
one year
that,
in the making.
Yeah, well over a year. That's huge news. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you again, man, for being
no
on
problem,
with us
man.
This evening.
Thank
I know
you for having
you only
me,
wanted
man.
To stay for a minute.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you off, man. I appreciate the interview, Greg. And just people, you know, don't forget Saturday, March 16th or March 13th. I'm sorry.
13th.
March 13th. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a great night. Double Adder, Horror Slam, man. Oh, Biohazard and Death Proof 2021. It's Horace Lamb's back, and this one, I'm telling you, we're bringing some of the hottest talent, you know, pretty much, in my opinion, some of the hottest talent in indie wrestling. So I don't think you're going to want to miss this one. We definitely like
agree.
To bring it.
And they're coming on, April 16th, coming with a heavy card. Which will,
tickets are limited, so make sure, Greg, tell them, hit her up quick. They're limited and they're going fast already. It's starting, you know, it's time crunch time.
Yeah,
usually,
first
like,
and second row are about gone.
Towards the end. Yeah.
And they also have tables you can get your own waitress. And,
Yeah. Makes a lot more
you won't have to get up to get drinks. That'll be, you know, plus for your people that doesn't want to be up and around and mingling that. That leaves you an option to, you know, be catered to and enjoy the show and be comfortable. And every show I've gone to, you know, people say, oh, I've seen videos and people weren't wearing masks. I don't see it that way. When I'm there, there's plenty of room. You can have your group within 6 feet of anybody else's group. Most people are wearing masks unless they're eating and, you know, but
oh, yeah.
I'm not seeing people making other people uncomfortable or whatever. I feel like, all in all, everybody's being pretty safe.
Yeah, as long as everybody's being safe, everything should work out very
Yo,
very,
yo,
very good.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy? Good to hear from
you. Not much. Sorry for the late appearance.
I'm waiting for another appearance here in the very near future. We're actually juggling some technical difficulties with getting the 24 karat lion on. He's
all right,
don't
I'm gonna
worry,
jump
Day-Day.
Off here and let you.
I'm gonna blame it on you.
You're gonna blame it on me?
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely not. Why would you do that?
That's what you were busy doing. You were trying to sabotage a 24 karat production.
Actually, I was actually. I take the blame.
That's what you were doing. You were
sure.
You had every phone you could trying to clog up the phone line so he couldn't get through.
Yeah, that's why I didn't call it. Now that's why I'm here. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, guys.
What's going on, Diddy?
What's up, champ? How you doing?
Good.
Man.
He's ready for Tommy Vendetta.
I was going to say that. Are you going to humble the rookie? Are you going to humble the deathmatch rookie?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. I'm real excited, man. Actually, not too many times do I get to wrestle somebody, you know, that I really enjoy his work. You know, for one of the younger guys, he's
right,
definitely a level up.
Oh yeah, Tommy Vendetta easily became one of my favorites in the short time that I've been in.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Blue
been
chipper.
Around, so I mean, he's easily
but,
one of my
yeah,
favorites.
But are you concerned
chipper.
That he's gonna be flanked by the 24-karat lion, Jeremiah Goldman?
Jeremiah,
I think I have wrestling thing with. I have wrestling.
The loser of the drinking contest versus the Texan, may I add? The loser.
Should, you beat up on Goldman in the drinking contest?
I beat him already. He intentionally brought people into the drinking contest and got a default somewhat victory, but he knows I won. Greg recorded it, and so did Jesus Christ. So did his son.
Goldman said Bradley edited the footage.
Bradley.
Right.
Yeah, he
Bradley
said he edited it, but
he
all
can
know
edit
the
some
truth.
Shit. He was saying that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his excuse. We know this.
They'll,
yeah, I can't.
So, Briar, what can Jeremiah expect from you at ringside for the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship match?
Jeremiah, well, I think he's a good hot prospect, but I think he's kind of bit off a little more than he can chew, you know. But basically, as long as he stays in his lane, he's good. We kind of run with the same villains.
Well, he'll be running
yes,
with the process, and he'll be running with the lovable psychopath next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
One thing I got to ask is, are you thirsty? Because I've been thirsty for some Horror Slam, so I'm ready. So next Saturday, definitely, we'll be in the house.
I am thirsty.
I've been thirsty. We've been thirsty for her. We were talking about it the other day. How we're running.
Oh, yeah, we sure were.
I think everybody's excited, man. It's like, man, every Horror Slam show, usually every time, man, it comes together, you know?
There's always something special when Horror Slam, you know what I'm saying, when you guys put on the show, you guys always, you know what I'm saying, and you guys do it for
yeah.
the fans and the love of the game, and you guys always bring something special. There's always something special that's going to happen.
Yeah, like top to bottom, though, everybody kind of like puts their 100% into it, you know, or more. You know, they go above and beyond. They turn it up, you know, their volume up, man, for sure. Not that they don't do it on
turn
most
it up
of the
to
shows
a thousand
they're on. But it's like the Horror Slam crowd, man. You know that they can do their own universe, you know.
Oh, it's one of a kind. It's one of a kind, and it's always fun. And I'm telling you.
I think Greg, you'll never forget some of the memorable chants we've received at Horror Slam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I probably started a couple of them. Because sometimes you get bumped,
sure.
Greg. There, sometimes Greg will have a drink or two. And you never know what drunk Greg might start shouting.
Yeah, you never know on that one. Drunk Mark. Drunk Mark. And yeah, I've heard you chant. You know what? You got it was actually the video with, I want to say, Nick Gage versus Briar that you said. You started the chant.
Well, I'm about to start a chant here in a minute. Our other guest is about to be with us. And Briar, I want to thank you again, man, for being with us.
Thank you again, man. Yeah, give this guy hell,
and,
man, for me, man. Save a little bit for me, man. All right, you guys. Love you guys. Love you, Dave.
Love you too, Briar. Can't wait to see you.
I appreciate you guys.
All day, every
Keep
day, bro.
Keep killing it, you guys.
We love
so
you,
now,
I'll see you at Horror Slam.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. We're going to mask off.
So now it's the time that the show becomes golden, gracing us with his presence, the 24-karat lion, my boy,
Jeremiah
Goldman.
Welcome to the Golden Show. Shine on, shine off.
So Day-Day was preventing you from getting through. We've established that.
Yeah, no, I heard. Like I heard Gary over here talking to his like Tad Bentley on the phone. His phone a friend. 1-800-30-MINUTES to get somebody in his life. I get it. It's Day-Day.
Oh God. Yeah. I was sabotaging you, man. You know, because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So I mean. You already
calling
know how
Miss
it is.
Cleo. Calling Miss Cleo or something, trying to get the
I was
lotto
calling
number.
1-800. We are 19.
So
you would,
Mr. Goldman. We know it is a foregone conclusion that you are going to manage the number one contender coming out of Horror Slam, and the Horror Slam heavyweight champion, perhaps as well. So. Where does that take 24-karat productions moving forward?
Well, after the 13th, that takes me, Tommy, and Malcolm on a jet plane on the 14th to the Bahamas until about a month or two, because we don't have to show up to the April show, right? We're on the Flyers, I get it, right? But, like, once you're the champ and the number one contender, like, they're not going to fight. That's stupid, right? That's bad business. That's not how business works. You know, so we're just going to take a show off probably, you know, enjoy it, the three of us. Like, they've earned it. Hell, they're two of the hardest working guys in the biz right now today, and they're managed by the hardest working manager in all of pro wrestling history, you know. So I think we've earned a vacation on Horror Slam's dime, right? Like, you guys will get to see Grandpa. I don't know what day of the week it is. I'm surprised he got through on the phone lines with you, right? He can mask on, mask off, mask the hell on out of here for all I care. All right? He can humble himself, veteran. Oh, Grandpa's artery.
Whoa.
And you also, well, you guys have some unfinished business with the Cleveland boys.
The Cleveland boys, gentlemen. Listen.
Those bastards.
They are. They're horrible.
Greg, you got his shirt. You got their shirt. Shut your face. You got his shirt.
Yeah, but Day-Day, before you start.
I'm talking about the cowardly attack.
Day-Day, there's three of those shirts in existence. You know that, right? That's called a collector's piece. I also own one of them. I also own one of those shirts, right? And it's not
that,
because I like them.
I didn't even put
them.
You on blast.
You didn't have to. I got you, Greg.
When
it's not I'm because
blind.
I like
yeah.
It's not because we like the Cleveland boys, but because we like to have a piece of history, right? A group
yeah,
of what
and
could
it
have
is
been.
Elite. It is elite shit.
It's a group that could have been, right? Like, what if, man? What if the Cleveland boys could have figured it out and actually showed up for their big-time event, right? But we'll never know. These are what-ifs. What-ifs never get answered. But what does get answered is Tommy Vendetta taking down the undeniable Prior Wellington for the heavyweight championship in your main event on the 13th, gentlemen. What also is a guaranteed, not a what-if, is that MM3, the process, the pansexual prince, and the polyamorous princess, the rainbow panther of Wakanda, middle fingers, I did it, but you can't see it because, you know, we're on phones, the crown jewel of the Monroe family dynasty, right? He locks the number one contendership, ends the story of what if Rick Cartier could have got it done, another what-if story, gentlemen, right? These are facts. These are things that are going to happen, you know, because that's what your boy does. Your boy doesn't cap. Your boy doesn't do that. Your boy tells you the truth because he cares. One of the only ones that does.
Dude, I tell you this. It's fucking bullshit that MM3 has to fight Rick Cartier because let me tell you why. First of all, Rick Cartier had his shot. He fucking blew it, okay? At Horse Slam for against Breyer. And then MM3 defeated Trey Miguel and Zed Thomas back-to-back. That's the streak he's on right now. He's beating top guys. Now he has to fight the guy that just couldn't beat the champ. To fight the champ, it don't make no sense. I think MM3 is getting slighted.
I think Mr. Cartier, when it comes to the Horror Slam, like, he's paying somebody off. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, you know, if he is, I respect it. But, again, though, like, a guy like that, man, listen, take all you can take out of this moment, right? Get your one good shot in on Malcolm, because that's all you're going to get. Enjoy that 5 minutes in the spotlight, right? Because on the 6th minute is Malcolm's hand being raised, and then on the 7th minute is us overly obnoxiously celebrating like we always do, because, you know, when you get used to winning, you got to find ways to keep it fun.
We pay good money for the obnoxious celebration, and I expect it, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, that's where I'm at, right? Like that's what I'm saying. And, like, then you, bro, and then you know what I had to do to get Tommy a shot? Did the king or whatever he goes by these days, the horror show, the old folks home, whatever the hell he calls himself, did he explain to you gentlemen
what your boy had to do to get Tommy that title shot? I bet he didn't.
Do we want to know?
Right.
You're scared.
This is rated R, though. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. No, Tommy had to vacate his title that he held all summer.
I have no qualm with Tommy being the number one contender. My qualm was that MM3 is impatiently waiting for the next man up.
Although you know, Malcolm, like, that. Yes, we deserve it, but we don't want it handed to us. That's not how Malcolm rolls. Like, I mean, me, that's how I would prefer it. Like, because that's what we deserve.
The Midwest heavyweight champion.
The forever Midwest heavyweight champion.
He does hold the most prestigious prize in all the Midwest.
You have a good one. But, gentlemen, you see, like, it's... No, I'm with you. Horror Slam has always been out for your boy, right? Since I graced them with my golden presence, gentlemen, since I made them relevant again in a time where nobody knew what was going to happen, your boy stepped in and made it a golden show. And what do? They create briefcases that you can just jump off the roof like Superman or Batman or whatever little fantasy hero they want to pretend to be this week. And then they take your championship away from your boy, which then caused trouble between me and a good friend, Chin Strap. You saw that. Like, we'd still be friends, right? If it wasn't for the undeniable Breyer.
I totally agree with that.
And the 13th, that is when we get our revenge. They say Friday the 13th is a horror day, right? But Saturday the 13th, gentlemen, that's the day the average man strikes back against the horror show. Friday may be Jason or Freddy's day, but Saturday is the gold team's day, gentlemen.
It is going to be a golden Saturday, indeed.
Now, gentlemen, let me do something that normally doesn't get done here. How are you guys doing today, right? What do you guys have coming up, you know? Anything big for the Rated R Superstar Podcast 313?
We are. We will definitely be at Horror Slam. And we're going to have a table there. I announced earlier our trading cards are coming. They'll be here in a week or two. We also, we got some other things in the works and actually some work with some other promotions that we're going to be that we're also going to be promoting closer to time, new breed here in May. We also have in April
the WrestleMania party,
TKW, and yes, I was leaving that for the main event. And you'll definitely be getting your invitation priority mail, Mr. Goldmane.
That's be number one. That's going to be number one.
Open Talk Radio is having a WrestleMania party at the Royal Oak Music Theater, and yeah, we're going to be there. Your
gentlemen
wrestling podcast is going to host that party for our boy Martez Vale. He's the brains behind it all.
But gentlemen, I have sad news, sadly, about that party.
Oh, yep, he'll be in Florida.
Yep,
he's going to be making WrestleMania Golden.
Exactly.
Yes, he will. He'll be over there.
Your boy will be making his debut for Crab Wrestling, a Crab Wrestling / Flophouse production.
That show is gonna be fucking.
That's gonna be
fire.
You're gonna make it golden, and I can't wait.
Gentlemen, you guys know what the match your boy's going down there for is, right? Like, I'm just gonna let the viewers at home let them in on it, right? If you get a chance, folks,
it's
at home.
It's a triple threat. It's Myron Reed and MM3, and I forget. Chris, yes,
Mr. Grimes,
I know the match.
Mr. The Hitman versus M3 in what is going to be the show-stealing match of the weekend, folks. This isn't just me boasting and hyping stuff up. No, this match on paper screams five-star banger.
Yeah, speaking of five-star banger, we were talking earlier about Tony Depp and MM3. That was a five-star fucking banger.
That was
right
on
there.
Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on the YouTube. That match was fire. I got the whole thing on there.
Guys, that match was a banger. Bro, think of any match you've ever seen MM3 in Horror Slam. Just think about every single one, right? Banger, banger, banger. Banger, banger.
Every single one.
My man needs a sponsorship by Bang Energy, right? Because every time he steps into the ring, it's a banger.
Yeah, I was just saying earlier that I've never seen a lame Tommy Vendetta match either. There's only a handful of guys that I've never seen a mediocre match of. And MM3 and Tommy Vendetta are right there at the top
them
of that list.
Them are two of number one. Yep, they're neck and neck. That's for sure.
Because, guys, they won't let it happen. Like, the greats don't allow others' failures to bring them down. They bring others up to their level, right? It's this thing I've been trying to teach people. It's the 23-24 mindset, right? Those two numbers represent the greatest players of anything in history. Gentlemen, and you know me and Malcolm have it.
Man,
there's a lot
when
of
that happens, all hell's going to break loose and hell's going to freeze over, and that's going to be one hell of a match.
Which one? Tommy versus Malcolm?
Yes.
Bro, listen. The world is not ready for that. That's one of those.
Productions isn't ready for that. That's not good for business.
That's horrible for business, gentlemen.
I'm a wise businessman. I learn from wise people.
You see what I'm saying? That would be horrible, right? Like, the two top guys of 24KLP, they destroy each other because they don't know how to say when. They don't do I quit matches because they go forever. You know what I mean? They literally do not know those two words in that order.
And they both can go to a place of, you know, absolute, you know, sickness, absolute mental illness. Both men, you know, the demigods that I know you're familiar with, the demigod, when MM3 gets with that. And by the way, anybody who thinks that, copy that shit off Finn Balor, that's not true. I'm just saying that, you know. But I've seen him go to that place, and it's nasty.
Well, Malcolm didn't copy
anybody. The demigod, right? Like, that's just a name. for what I was telling you guys, that extra level, that 23-24 mindset, right? Like, that's when it turns on. It's called game time. Like, this is, I'm not making this up.
No,
not,
this is
like,
game time
guys,
on another level.
No.
The guys I represent, right, they're built different. But they're built different in the best way. They're not, like, they're as close as you could get to being not human, right? But, like, we're all realists. They are human. They don't claim to be kings or gods or horror monsters, you know what I mean? No, they're two guys who just are the best at what they fucking do. And one of them just happens to be the best in the fucking world. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. They, so, that I, you mentioned that. I would have almost, I'm surprised that you didn't push more to try to get Tommy the shot at Chuck Stein and Malcolm the shot he's owed at Horror Slam. Because I would expect you guys to be looking to hold all the gold.
See, Greg, that's a good observation, and I'm with you on it. But COVID, man, COVID has made shit awkward right now, right? Like, Horror Slam's being weird about stuff. Management's not being as negotiable as they used to be. Like, you think during COVID, the big stacks would make them react a little bit more. But I don't know. They're being weird about it. So we're going to take what we can get. Like, but what about this, Greg? What about a double champion, a champ?
Yeah.
Tommy could still go for it.
I mean, tell me the MM3 and Tommy Vendetta wouldn't fucking destroy Balkan season.
Balking season, like if they were like, oh my god, they better hope that they don't want the tag belts, right? Like, I just do, you gotta understand, right? Like, I do what I think needs to be done for my clients, but at the same time, right, I do what they want. You know what I mean?
And you're a man of many talents, and your business, you have offices in many buildings throughout the Midwest. And,
bro, Midwest,
you know,
we've expanded to that.
We're going to see you this weekend. And we were just talking about, I was talking earlier about that fucking no good bastard hippie. Fuck.
Oh, ooh, God. Did you see that Facebook drama earlier? Did you see that
shit?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bro, what a professional. What a professional. Oh, my goodness. Out here on the Facebook yelling at fans and the media. First of all, you idiot, the media is your best friend. Like, they're the ones who make you or break you. You know what I mean? Like, it's true. You guys have power.
And
don't let nobody.
At the Pro Wrestling Edge is the media. The Rated R 313,
exactly.
We're the media too.
Exactly. And the way he just disrespects you online. But that's ridiculous if you ask me. Also, did you, like, brother, that guy, oh my goodness, I was handpicked by the king.
Did you smoke that shit that he was smoking?
Bro, it's bro, you remember Reggie's? Like, you remember those? You remember Reggie's? Yeah, it's Reggie's. I don't even know where he got it.
We were out there smoking some good, and he was smoking some fucking ragweed, some...
Bro.
I don't know, it smelled like some shit he raked out of his fucking backyard or some shit.
Bro,
it was
probably
out of a crack of his ass.
Been dispensary weed. This guy is smoking on this great big doobie of dry leaves.
Oh, cock.
Bro, it's his original plant back from 1873.
It's the guru strain. Yes, the guru
like
strain.
He's been smoking that same strand of dandelion since he was like 12 back in like 1873, man. Like,
absolutely. I hope that chin strap, you know, kicks his face off.
Brother, listen.
They,
I wanna clarify something for people, right? Because people, I know, me and chin strap, when it comes to Pro Wrestling All Stars, right? We are the people. We are the people's champion. We know this, and we have a title shot. Everybody knows this. No one's forgotten that we're owed a title shot.
I think a lot of people forgotten. I do.
Well, we'll remind them on Friday. We'll remind them tomorrow then. But I want people to understand we're owed a title shot that is on our time. You know what I mean?
I got to try to beat this scoop. So we've seen you and Chinstrap at ringside several times to Alex Van Zandt's matches lately. And I've admitted, dude, I'm coming around about Alex Van Zandt. He's a smart guy. He's a good talent. And
he's a guy.
You know, like I said,
he's
I come around a lot. But, you know, we're noticing you notice him. So I got to ask the question. What is the interest between 24 Karat Productions and Alex Van Zandt? Is it a scouting thing? Is it? Give us a scoop here.
So, I'll give you guys a little bit of the inside, right? Because you know I love you, and I love to give exclusives. So, when it comes to AVZ, gentlemen, we obviously we're both men of wealth. We both like the finer things, as you can tell. He clearly likes to buy a little less finer, like the knockoff versions of the stuff I wear, but it's fine. It's fine. But, you know, we hang out at a lot of the same social clubs, a lot of the same private events. And me and Kyle literally just discovered the other day, like you guys saw the video, where me and Kyle were filming some stuff, and this idiot came out of the movie theater. We were there for a private screening of Kong vs. Godzilla. This summer's blockbuster can't miss. He was seeing Wonder Woman, which we watched on HBO Max like 3 times already because it's free, but whatever. And like, we found out he wrestles. Did you guys know AVZ is a wrestler?
Yeah.
We didn't know this. We didn't know, so we've been scouting him a little bit. Not scouting like as in like interested, but like just observing.
I had seen him around, and he did a couple pre-show matches last year. And then, you know, in a short time, the guy really came up. He earned himself a shot at the Junior Heavyweight Championship. He made weight with the commission, which I think there's a conspiracy because you're talking about it. Nobody that I've talked to can say they've seen the papers from TJ weighing in. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. But, you know, Alex Van Zandt, I think that TJ hit him with a roll of quarters, man. He spilled dude's coffee, busted his cup, and, you know, I think he tried to hit him with a roll of quarters.
Bro, those cups, first of all, are not cheap. Those cups, you know why ABZ uses those, right? Because he cares about the environment. You get a reusable cup. TJ clearly doesn't care about the environment, doesn't care about anything.
No, he busted his cup all up.
Because he's rude. He's
now he has to buy another one, and that one goes to the landfill.
You know he can't afford another cup. You know that. Come on.
I mean, I'm sure AVZ has several of them, you know, and Santa Claus ready to go.
No, ABZ can buy another cup. I'm saying TJ couldn't afford to replace the one he broke.
I think TJ was bumming for the $10 he lost when the roll of quarters he hit ABZ and busted all over the place.
Bro, that's so shady, too, to try to hit him with quarters. Like, what is this, the 80s? Jesus, TJ.
I thought he was, you know, he's trying to be the people's champion. And, you know, you and Chinstrap were at ringside when that happened.
Yeah, no, we watched the entire event go down. TJ tried to cheat. He's the people's champ because Pro Wrestling All-Stars unfortunately books itself in very not reputable areas like the Knights of Columbus and Southwest Detroit, or Brownstown. Like, the name tells you alone how good it is. Right? Like, so TJ is the people's champ when it comes to the people of Pro Wrestling All-Stars.
He is, and he represents a lot of these awful people, too.
Oh, he does. That's why they cheer for him. That's why they're like, oh, TJ, TJ. It's like, shut up.
I know.
Why don't
him
you?
And
like,
Mitch Hewitt. That damn Mitch Hewitt. Like, why? What the fuck? Fuck this guy.
Oh, bro, because it's cool to disobey authority, and it's cool to be a rule breaker, and it's cool to be fake bad. You know what I mean? It's cool to be Hot Topic bad, if you will.
I don't understand the concept of buying ripped fucking clothes. My son does it. My one son, like, well, I don't understand. I mean, you are a man who is always dressed, you know, head to toe in the finest things. And, man, congratulations on several beautiful pair of shoes you've gotten this week, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Your boy's been getting lucky. He's been getting the drops. I got an unboxing tonight. We got a pair in, so we're going to unbox that for the world.
Nice. You can catch that on Facebook. Jeremiah Goldbane, you can catch him on Facebook.
You can catch me on Facebook at Jeremiah Goldbane, Instagram at The24K Lion, Twitter at LionThe24K, everybody.
And there's some exclusive shirts coming out for this Tampa thing.
All the pre-order has started. It's 1 week only. You have 7 days from today to get that order in. $30. The Tampa Bay WrestleMania exclusive in gold foil, rainbow foil. Your boy and his favorite, best friends, clients, whatever you want to call him, my brother from another mother. Our new logo.
Yeah,
but you know, we love the woke folk, so we decided to give y'all an opportunity to get it. But once this pre-order is done, there will be 10 of each size made, and they will be sold in Tampa, and we ain't coming back with any of them.
I will definitely have one of those shirts. You can believe that.
Oh, I know, brother. I will definitely, we will talk about it this weekend.
Yes. Definitely excited to see you this weekend, man. And I thank you for gracing us with your presence again. Another one of the best friends of the show. It's always a golden experience for us to have you on the show. And I thank you again and wish you a very greatest evening, sir.
Gentlemen, as always, you've been great. I've been golden. Ladies and gentlemen of the 313 Rated R Podcast universe, there's a lot of great shows out there, but you're listening to one of the golden ones. Ciao.
Oh, man, how lucky are we to have the friends we have? So ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell you to stay tuned up next on Open Talk Radio. 313 The Flash. We're going to have the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. They're, I believe, the longest running show. They're always a great time with those guys and all of our friends from Chicago. And shout out to Stacy and Gina. And I also want to give a shout out to our biggest fan here in Detroit, Jason. And we thank you guys for, you know, being fans. And also, Coco T. We love you, brother. You're listening, man. Always great. And one more time, just want to give a shout out to all of our podcast brothers in the area. And especially Pro Wrestling Edge, man. Those are our brothers. And thank you again. Join us next week. If you're in the Metro Detroit area, check out some shows this weekend. Look them up on Facebook, Pro Wrestling All Stars, Metro Pro, and Great Lakes Wrestling. And from yourself and the Southwest Texan, Day Day Cruz, we love you. We'll see you next Thursday. Peace.